It's time now for the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. All match sponsors are Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This match between Canastota and Bridgewater Emery also being sponsored by Poet Bar Refining of Mitchell, CMC Excavation, and Rivers Edge Bank. Canastota, with their coach Brandon Blyde, has a team captain of Mindy Weidenbach, with team members Haley Agnew, Trey Ortman, Dominique Krinke, and Chase Merrill. They lost to Winner 3-1 in the first round. Bridgewater Emery and their coach Christina Schultz has a team captain today of Viola DeMott and Katrina Weber, also Lindsay Wildreyer and Kristen Kotis. They lost to Marion 3-0 in the first round. This is the elimination round of our Quiz Bowl. Loser is done. Winner moves on to play once again in December. Canastota has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Canastota, are you ready for your first round question?
Yeah.
Here is your first round question. In referring to your older brother who seems to never want to grow up, you might call him what name by using an allusion to a character from a book by James Barry?
Immature.
Peter Pan is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Bridgewater Emery, back to you with your first round question. The Earth's axis is not perpendicular to the plane of the ecliptic. Instead, it is inclined by a substantial angle of tilt, measuring almost exactly how many degrees from the perpendicular?
45
is not correct. 23 and a half is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Back to Canastota. The exceptionally violent eruption of the Indonesian volcano in 1815 ejected over 150 cubic kilometers of pumice and ash into the atmosphere and caused the next year to be called the year without what season?
A year without summer.
Is correct, Canastota. Summer is what I'm looking for. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Back to Bridgewater Emery for the tie. In 1947, under President Truman, the War Department was combined with the Department of the Navy to create what cabinet department?
Department of Homeland Security?
It's the Department of Defense, to be exact. No correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Canastota, back to you. You lead the match 1-0. What chronic neurological disorder is characterized by recurrent, unprovoked seizures?
Epilepsy.
Is correct, Canastota. You've taken a commanding 2-0 lead in this elimination round match. Bridgewater Emery, back to you. This is a verse from what poem by Lewis Carroll? The crew was complete. It included a boots, a maker of bonnets and hoods, a barrister brought to arrange their disputes, and a broker to value their goods.
We don't know.
The Hunting of the Snark is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Canastota, back to you with the correct answer here. You will win the match and eliminate Bridgewater Emery here in our Quiz Bowl this year. Here's your question. What kind of birds are associated with the California mission of San Juan Capistrano?
Sparrow.
Swallow is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Leaves the door open for Bridgewater Emery. Back to you to try to get on the board. What National Historic Trail associated with correspondence begins in St. Joseph, Missouri and ends in Sacramento, California?
The Santa Fe Trail.
It's the Pony Express NHT or the California NHT. So no correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Canastota, back to you. Again, correct answer, you'll win the match 3-0. What monument in Missouri is made entirely of stainless steel and was built to commemorate the westward expansion following the Louisiana Purchase of 1803?
The ball.
No, the Gateway Arch is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Back to Bridgewater Emery. It is used with respect to events or people that have left no trace by which to be remembered. Identify this expression used by Margaret Mitchell.
A memorial?
Gone with the wind. No correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Canastota, again, back to you. A person who endorses a particular candidate may wear a badge imprinted with the candidate's name or slogan. What is such a badge called?
A pin.
The exact is a campaign button. No correct answer there for Canastota. Back to Bridgewater Emery. What creature is thrust into a teapot by the Mad Hatter and the March Hare?
A mouse.
Is correct, Bridgewater Emery. You're on the board. You still trail it, however, 2-1. Canastota, back to you. Again, correct answer, you'll win the match. Who began an essay with these words? When I was a boy, there was but one permanent ambition among my comrades in our village on the west bank of the Mississippi River. That was to be a steamboat man.
James Madison.
Mark Twain is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Back to Bridgewater Emery for the tie. According to the folk song, in comparison to many long years ago, quote, the old gray mare ain't what?
Good.
What she used to be is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Bridgewater Emery. Again, back to Canastota. What name is shared by the financier who oversaw the laying of the first transatlantic telegraph and the founder of the Persian Empire?
Alexander.
Cyrus is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Canastota. Bridgewater Emery, again, back to you for the tie. In 1867, Austrian Archduke Maximilian was executed by partisans under Benito Juarez in what country?
Austria?
Mexico is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Bridgewater Emery. Canastota, back to you again for the win. Name the two bones which comprise the lower leg of humans.
Fibula and tibia.
Fibula and tibia is correct, Canastota. And you've won the match 3-1 over Bridgewater Emery to stay alive in our Quiz Bowl. Bridgewater Emery, their second loss, have been eliminated from our Quiz Bowl this year. Final score, Canastota 3, Bridgewater Emery 1. Canastota moves on to play again later in December. All the results, podcasts, brackets online at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.